You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. That's right. Co-signed by Nurse Arian Kawanda. Thank you very much. This is actually appropriate because, you know, talking about our children, you know, and it is, it's a hard knock life. For those of you who may be just joining us, we're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue, the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're talking about this former Radio Milwaukee executive who has now been charged with first-degree sexual assault of a child, and to learn that he's basically sexually assaulted his family, his wife, and his two daughters. And we're going to – I want to go to Al MKE first, and then we'll end up coming back with a clip. And then we're going to show a picture of this monster. So 833-212-1017. Great morning, Al. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
My truth is I want to know where all the hell at. I should hear everybody calling in raising $100,000 worth of hell. The sad part about this is, depending on whose attorney is, mm-hmm. he might be able to walk and don't even have to register on the sex offender list.
That's crazy.
You know, and it's a sad case. So let's see what the justice system going to do. And all this chaos going on, how you going to touch your own kids? Where is your mind at that you want to take their innocence and rob them of something? And they probably knew he was doing it all along.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sad case of it. I'm speechless. But you know what, Homer? This is what I think should happen to him.
Okay.
I think he should go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should be tied down on the front of a 88 short booty Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
Pants down. And he should be raped 365 days a year for 24 hours a day. All shapes, sizes, and colors. I think putting him out of his misery would be too quick. He needs to be tortured because he took something from them little girls that they can never, ever, ever get back. Yeah. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. You know, I appreciate, you know, Truth Nation giving a call, but I do want to say this, even though, you know, may have thoughts that I, you know, don't express. I do not condone any type of rape, but I do understand the sentiments from which Al was speaking. But yeah, I do not condone any kind of rape. So I just wanted to make that clear, because it's a terrible thing. No matter who it's happening to or who's doing it, you get what I'm saying? But you know. But, you know, I do understand the sentiment and which where he was coming from. But I just wanted to, you know, also make that because, yeah, because it's like some people, I think that, you know, they don't need to be here. But there's a clip, and we're going to also end up showing a picture of this guy as we continue to talk about this. But there's a clip from Tim Tebow that producer Xavier ended up pulling up, that a clip that went viral. So we're going to play this clip. Dealing with monsters like Jordan Lee, in my opinion. You can play that clip. Getting it set up for us.
The number one offender type is biological fathers, but by far it is being done by middle-aged Caucasian men. Many, over half of them, college graduates. Many of them are educated, good jobs. This isn't just who we're thinking about. Like, they're you know, technical savvy. And I think that it is time that we call them out. Like, that We can't stand by and stand back. Like, we have to stand up and say, not only are we not doing our job as men, it's actually the opposite. Instead of being defenders and protectors of our families, we're hurting and abusing.
Yeah, those are facts. It's documentation for that. And again, it is a sickness and a disease that needs to be eradicated. You know what I mean? Like, just real talk. The True Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. Definitely want to hear your thoughts on this situation, and we'll try to get the picture up of Jordan Lee while I'm doing this story. But we're talking about the former Radio Milwaukee executive director, Jordan Lee, who was charged with first-degree sexual assault of a child on Tuesday. The criminal complaint outlines an email that Lee sent to a therapist in which he reportedly explains how he assaulted his wife and daughters. He also reportedly admitted in the email that 13 to 14 years earlier, he woke up to himself sexually assaulting and touching his daughter inappropriately when she was 2 to 3 years old at their family cabin in northern Wisconsin. The complaint says he also included details of recent assaults he committed against his wife and youngest daughter, who was born in 2019. We're talking about seven. We're talking about 7 years old. We're going to go to the Truth Talk text lines again. Truth Nation, definitely want to hear your truth on this topic in this situation, because although it's this monster that we're talking about right now, we know that there are a lot of monsters just like him. There are male and female monsters, and we cannot afford to remain silent in these areas and in these situations. That's why when I see some of the social media clips where some of the daughters or some of the sons or the nieces and nephews or the grandson or granddaughter are going on social media calling their abuser out. You feel what I'm saying? And letting people know. Shout out to Samantha Collier with Team Teal 365, who deals with this type of stuff. And that's what Team Teal 365 is all about, and letting the victims know that we believe you. So we're going to go to the True Talk text lines right now. Miss Pat, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Hey, good morning.
Great morning.
I just wanted to say that he's a candidate for your Annihilation Island.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
He's definitely a candidate. Also, I wanted to say that this is the culture of the United States. Most of the people that run this country are pedophiles and rapists and things of that nature. I won't mention names because I don't want to get in trouble or radio station in trouble. Mm-hmm. But we all know about the Epstein files. We mm-hmm. know what's in them. And we know the higher power people, white men, that are in that those files. We also know what this country was founded on, rape, trafficking. We know it because our people experienced it,
yep.
You know what I'm saying, from the white man. So I'm not surprised at all. I just wanted to call and say he's a candidate for the island that I would vote for mm-hmm. in a heartbeat, and that's your Annihilation Island. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Miss Pat. I love you, and I appreciate you. But, yeah, nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. It's real. 833-212-1017. What's your thoughts? And you know, what should happen with these people? And the sad reality is there are a lot of grown men and women who have been through this with people who are close to them, with coaches, with other, you know, people that are in different positions, and they've never spoke on it. If you are watching us on YouTube or Facebook Live, you'll see Jordan Lee's picture on the screen. But, yeah, like, like for real, for real. Like we have to save, you know, save our children, save our girls, save our boys who are going through this, whether it's from someone immediately close to them or a teacher or a coach, someone that is in a role of power that, you know, you trust, you know, and that's the thing. You violate the trust, the innocent trust that some people have in you, and you violate it. You violate it. And I just don't think that, you know, we can take any of these things lightly. If you're supposed to get 40 years, get 40 years, you know. But I personally don't want to take care of you. I don't want to know that my tax dollars are going to house you. I don't like that. I don't like that. Jasmine Jazz West said, knock the smile off of him. Yeah, that part. You get what I'm saying? Like for real. This, we talk about our kids, and it's some people that are teens, and it's some grown people that are going through this as well. And it's something that oftentimes people don't talk about because in the foundation and the mission statement of Team Teal 365 with Samantha Collier, talking about we believe you, because oftentimes people won't believe, and people are, you just want my boyfriend to go to jail, you just want my girlfriend to go to jail, you want my wife, you want my, you get what I'm saying? And so they keep it inside, and sometimes they rebel against their children so hard that now the child is really afraid to speak to anyone else about it because it's this taboo. And as I said before, we were told what happens in this house stays in this house. And then some of the boys that were being raped or molested while they were coming up in home or from a neighbor or whoever didn't say anything because they felt like they weren't going to be believed. And that's a sad situation. That's a sad situation. Truth Nation, we want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. We're talking about former Radio Milwaukee executive who is now facing first-degree sexual assault charges in the rapes of his wife and his two daughters, one when she was only 2 to 3 years old, but it continued. And now also with his 7-year-old. We'll be black. We got to talk and we got to speak out. We got to say what needs to be done. Some of the things, you know, and if it's somebody that's not afraid to call in and speak your truth, feel free. People can learn from and probably hopefully get the courage to come out and save some other people. We got to take care of these bills. We'll be black or I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, to Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and my girl Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is. It's powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, only on Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and my girl Bailey Coleman. It's powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. All right. Welcome, Black. Welcome, Black Truth Nation. We're talking about this monster, that just literally was just raping his whole family. And on the let me see here, on the YouTube page, Will D9 said, didn't the wife say that she received a disturbing text / email from him about raping her or their kids? If so, she's part to blame because she should have been turned him in if she loves her kids. And that's kind of like, and I absolutely agree with that, Will, because I felt the same way about the situation where the Mackenzie Crittenden and the people that were living there and around her a lot and witnessed these things, but they never called an ambulance. They never called the police to report the behavior. And now the child, the seven-month-old girl, is dead. So, yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. So I don't know if she will, but if she knew this, she absolutely, there should be some type of charges that should be able to be filed against her because she continued to let it go on. She continued to let it go on. And I don't know if it's, you know, she felt the lifestyle she was living or whatever. And, yeah, I know that she's a victim, too. And this is not even trying to, shame the victim or whatever. But if you knew that he had been raping you or, you know, sexually assaulting you and your two daughters. Come on. Come on, you got to know it's pattern of practice. You got to know. When you're talking about a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, I mean, you may be still assisting them and taking baths and all that kind of stuff. So you don't notice nothing. You don't notice anything. What I need y'all to know and understand that first-degree sexual assault means that he penetrated his daughters. He penetrated his daughters. One when she was 2 to 3 years old. And it's been going on in an ongoing situation. And recently penetrated his 7-year-old daughter. And probably, you know, it was going on even with her before that. That's the sickness I need y'all to really understand about this situation. So how do we help? How do we help? What is one of your solutions? How do we help our children? How do we help people who are in these type of situations? How do we help? What are some things that some of you may have been raped by a person you know? What advice do you have for other people who may be silently living with and dealing with these things? What advice? What do you have to say to try to help them so they won't have to continue to be victims, to learn where to find their strength? Because this is something that they're going to need therapy for the rest of their lives. The Truth Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. We've got Tracy. Tracy, great morning. I love you. I appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth? What can we do?
Man, I went through a situation like this with my daughter about 6 years ago. I found out that it was a guy I knew. I met him. I had conversations with him. I explained to him, you know, what would go down if anything funny would jump off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, he must have thought I was joking or whatever. And my daughter, being so scared and afraid of this guy, Because, you know, I had told her when she introduced me to him, I said, no, I don't think you should even be dealing with this guy. I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a grown woman. What can you do? You can't. All you can do is tell him, look, I don't like this dude.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Long story short, he ended up taking advantage of her. So, and I'm looking at the transcript because she was smart enough to screenshot the whole conversation because he was begging her not to tell me. Please don't tell your daddy. Don't do this. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. And the whole conversation was broken down. Like he admitted it. I did this. I'm so sorry. And this and that. And woo, woo, woo. And one thing led to another. So I had to pay him a visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over there with a butcher knife, a can of WD-40, a lighter, and a ball peen hammer. I'll let your brain do what you want to do with that.
Yep.
But he ain't going to be able to do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
With no other girls.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So this is the thing about it. Not only can it happen to children, but it can happen to adult women.
Absolutely. That's where I put that everybody in. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she's 26. And these men will still take advantage. And the conversation, if you would have read the transcript, my daughter begged this man not to do it. She begged him not to do it. All these words are written down. I've seen it with my own eyes, the conversation that they were having, texting each other. She begged him. She was like, I begged you not to do it. I told you. I did not want to do it. I begged you, and you still did it. She kept asking him why.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, it went into detail. Taking pants down, snatching panties off, all that old weirdo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, putting the condom on, taking the condom back off.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I read that. Once I read that, it was over.
Right.
It was over. I had to go. And you know what?
What?
I did 365 days in the house correction for that. And you know what? I'll do it again.
I was about to say.
No hesitation. Yep. I'll do it again.
Yep.
Because you got some sick, nasty, low-down, dirty. I'm shaking right now talking about this.
I understand,
this
brother.
This man was in my house. I talked to him. I told him to his face. She is not like that. She ain't that type of girl. She ain't even into that. Y'all doing y'all little artwork and playing video games. I understand that, but she is not on that level. And I'm telling you, dude,
mm-hmm.
if you do anything, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
And I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is personal. And if he out here listening, if I see you anywhere in the galaxy, this universe,
hey, don't commit the thing. Don't commit the thing on the air. I get it. But I'm just saying what I don't want you to do.
And you know what the police told me?
Yeah.
You know what the police told me when I was in court? When I was in that elevator getting ready to go down, that police told me with his own mouth, he said, you wouldn't even be going to jail right now if you would have blew his head off. He said, I should have killed him. I wouldn't even have served no time.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's
thank you.
The police said. I'm out, man.
I got
I'm
you, Trace. Yep, I understand. And I'm not trying I'm not trying to put you in no situation, bro. But I understand the passion and I understand the anger. We got some things on the Truth Talk text line. We got some things on the YouTube page. I'll come back and read those as we carry on with this topic about the former Radio Milwaukee executive, Jordan Lee, who has now been officially charged with first-degree sexual assault of a child. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. I am the legendary Home Blow. My girl Bailey will be black on Monday. She's on assignment. I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. Beating the kids shouldn't turn into a negotiation. That's why Cousin Subs reimagined the kids' meal. Kids get to choose a kid sub, mac and cheese, or chicken tenders, plus a side drink and dessert. Everything they want and nothing that you have to overthink. And while they're covered, so are you, with fresh-made favorites you'll actually want and feel good about. More choices, more smiles. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow, flying solo for the remainder of the week. And I saw a comment earlier from Sir Chauncey saying about Al. And we invited Al. Al said that, you know, he just preferred to just do the call-in. So it's no procrastination. I immediately contacted Al MKE, and he decided against coming into the studio. So that's the only reason that he hasn't been in the studio with us on Truth in the Morning. So that's the only reason. That's the only reason. And he can attest to that. So, but yeah, we definitely wanted to get him in the studio. So I got the information, contacted him, saw him. I was able to take a picture, but yeah, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm a whole Black from, you know, coming in the studio. So that's what it is. So nothing the above that you might have thought it was from your comment. Mahdi said he will get counseling and probation. USA is a sick nation ran by pedos. He abused his own family. His wife ain't going nowhere. It happens every day in their race, but R. Kelly and Puffy are in prison. Yeah, you know, you have to really think about it. And some people are in the highest place you can get, you know, even after 34 counts. Let's see. Aaron is him said they're gonna give him 20 years of light time, even though he needs to be out of here. All, you know, these unfortunately are some true comments, in my opinion. And it's sad that it is that way. You know, it is sad. Aaron is him also said they didn't like when Tim said that. It shows they don't care about their kids. Right. You know, it is crazy. It is crazy. Somebody check on their family dog. That part, Minister Kevin, that part. Because when they sick, they sick. They sick. Mahdi said, keep in mind, Mr. Homer, on my daddy's side, elected politicians, judges, lawyers, leaders in the communities have these secrets. Hashtag no lies detected. Hashtag no lies detected. And it's a sad truth. Jasmine Gooden said, I don't know what causes a man to have those urges like that, but my G-Ma always said men can just go that route and to stay weary of them around girls. Mahdi said, when the monster is raising you, it's nothing we can do, period. Well, we have to learn that we can speak out. And there are outside people, like even when you go to school, when you go to play, there are people that are mandated reporters that you can talk to. And in my opinion, we have to utilize that. We have to teach the children that these are options. There are other ways to get away from the monster. Especially when the monster is at home. So we have to encourage the youth and the children, like, hey, look, if people are doing some things, and let them know that there are safe spaces, because that's another thing, in my opinion, that keeps people from coming forward, because they don't know where a safe space is, because they're supposed to be living in the safest space that you can. That they're supposed to be living in the most protected and the safest place. But when the safest place ends up being a dungeon, you know, we have to tell them that they still have a voice, and that they have to take that voice outside, even if they're told, what happens in this house stays in this house. That's why I think that that's so crazy, you know. But we're going to go to the Truth Talk text lines. We've got Anita. Anita, great morning. I love you. I appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Good morning, Homer.
Great morning.
Bear with me.
I will. I got you.
Okay. All right. So I had a monster in my life. And what people need to understand in those situations is sometimes a lot of attention is put towards the monster and not the child. So, for example, there's so many things that can be discussed for prevention, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take all of that and I had to flip it and say, okay, this happened to me, but how can I help prevent? And it doesn't have to be just your children. I talk to all kinds of children about their voice, good touch, bad touch. If someone says, hey, can you take my daughter to the bathroom? We have a whole conversation, me and that child, before we go in there. And I tell them, this is not normal. This is not what you should be doing. This is not regular. If your mom asks someone to take you to the restroom, don't let them come in the stall with you. Have all these conversations. And then I go back to the mother and or the father, and I say, okay, I share with them this. This is how I talk to them. This is what I share with them. And then I'm like, can you, you know, reiterate that? So it's just little tiny things you can do. And I don't want to be long-winded, but I will say this. The other thing parents have to understand is that, and I know we are protectors of our children. I 100% get that. I understand that. But there's another piece of the component when we focus on the children that some parents don't think about, and that is the fear that the child might have in terms of what the parent will do to that person, right? So is my mother or my father going to go to jail because they put hands on this person? So now you're putting more weight on the child in contemplating how should this be handled. Because if my protector is put away, then who's going to protect me from future events or any events in this entirety? So we have to be careful what we say in front of the child or what we allow the child to hear when it comes to this is how I'm going to handle it. Handle it however you choose to handle it. But don't let the child hear how, and I want to be careful with my words, how aggressive your response is going to be, because that child may withdraw. I didn't want my father to go to jail. So I'm like, because I know he would have, you know, he would have on any given day. So now I'm like, I got to protect my father because I don't want to tell him because he might go to jail. So it's all these little things, you know, and that's too much of a weight for a child to carry. So there's different conversations that need to be had. Of course, there's only so much time on radio, but I just want to share that, you know, just start talking to the children and just really giving them a safe place and a protected place to have these conversations. Your children, somebody else's children, whomever, and just kind of pull back on, I'm going to do this to that person. I'm going to do that to that person. Because that child then may withdraw even more and never tell you at all. So God bless, you know, shout out to everybody who's dealing with it. You know, focus on your healing. Don't call yourself a victim. You are victorious. It's your story. Use your voice to tell your story so that that action is not in vain. And that's the advice that I would get. Go get counseling. Pray. Whatever it is you need to do, talk to God. But don't consider yourself a victim because it's not your fault. But you can use that and flip it to be victorious and help other people be victorious and walk the walk, walk with their head up. So that's my encouraging words. I love you all. God bless.
Anita, in the mission and slogan of Team Till 365, I just want to say, we believe you. We believe you. And thank you for sharing that, because, like I say, in my opinion, that will help other people. And you also gave us a thought process to think about how the child may feel when they don't want, you know, and who's going to protect me from the monster if you do this or you do that, you know. So thank you for that. Thank you.
And I will say this, Homer.
Mm-hmm.
I made a decision a couple years ago mm-hmm. to talk about this publicly because I wanted to protect my children. People don't want to hear certain things about their mama. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
and so I'm like, I have to be mindful of protecting them and how I share my story. So, you know, I'm mindful of that. But I will thank you specifically because your platform is the first platform I've ever said it on publicly. And I've said it a couple of times on this platform. So it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of strength. But I appreciate how you delicately handle this topic and the platform and, you know, and even the things you've shared about yourself personally. So I just want to say thank you for creating a safe space even within this platform for people to speak up and to advocate. So I appreciate you a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anita. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I will come back and talk about, again, just how deep that is. You feel what I'm saying? What she shared. And, you know, what are some workarounds? You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. I'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black. Legendary Homer Blow. You're listening to Truth in the Morning, talking about a very serious situation and subject matter as it relates to this story where former Radio Milwaukee executive Jordan Lee has been charged with first-degree sexual assault of a child. And to just learn some of the disturbing details and information that he'd been sexually assaulting his wife, his daughter when she was only 2 to 3 years old, currently sexually assaulting his 7-year-old daughter, allegedly, and is things that he's being charged for. And, you know, hearing that call from Anita Nicole, we appreciate you sharing your truth. Like I say, some people don't understand the importance of it, but this is why I always encourage it, because our stories, shout out to Nurse Arian Kawanda, when we do talk about DV, and she calls in and shares her truth and her story, because there are people, everything that we're talking about this morning, when we're talking about DV, there are people that I guarantee you, out of the thousands of people who listen, whether they're tuning in on the actual radio or they're watching us online, they're going through it. There are some people going through the situations that we are talking about. And to hear Anita say, we got to think about what the child is thinking, because I always kind of talk about that when we talk about some of the other situations and the DV situations, that same mindset, I just didn't equate it to the child. And that's why I'm glad that Anita Nicole brought that up. I didn't equate it to the child part of dealing with the sexual assault and being a victim and afraid, maybe wanting to say something, but then not wanting people to go to jail or then to lose the protection that they may have because of something that the person loves them. And it's like, nope, this ain't going to happen. And be like, you know, Tracy, and be like, no, I'm taking some further steps than just this or just that. and now the child is left alone. That happens also, unfortunately, with DV, which is where I usually talk about that part. Some of the women and men that don't end up calling or sharing it or talking to is they know the tempers of their family members. They know that their brother, they know that they sister, they know that they mother, they know that they father is going to come over there and regulate. And them coming over and regulating may get them locked up. And sometimes the abuser gets right black out. And now who's there to protect the abused? So that's a real thing and a real, you know, thought process to really think about the child when you're saying, you know, I'm going to do this. Yeah, you let me fight. Tell me. You tell me now. You tell me. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Because oftentimes the children are the innocent victims and they still love both parents. They still love their uncle. They still love their auntie. They still love their papa. They still love their jima. And they don't want it. They don't want the things that you're talking about will happen to them to happen to them. So they remain a victim. And they remain silent. And we have to take some of the informative ways that Anita Nicole talked about. And yes, I feel emotional about these situations because it's so many people that are dealing with it. I'm blessed that I was never, you know, sexually assaulted, but I was physically abused by being beaten, you know, at 2 years old, to where I had to get moved around twice before I was able to get into a home that didn't have that. We've got Israel on the Truth Talk text lines. Great morning, Israel. I love you. I appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Good morning. What I missed, but so a while back ago, there was a meeting about something with kids. I was there with Brenda Castellius and some other people, and I mentioned giving kids like an hour before school to come there, unwind, vent, get ready to focus for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee that'll help improve behavior and performance. It's not going to cost that much money. It's pretty much like, you know, a teacher's aide or a teacher, you know,
mm-hmm.
For a week or a couple of days, volunteer hour before and after school, you know, to kind of gauge these kids now, because it's getting kind of crazy more than ever. And, you know, and you can even, like, you know, identify, like, you know, kids who struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, with things outside and everything, and they come in, you know, and they just come into school with a lot on their shoulders, and they got to sit down and focus. That's just it's just unrealistic when people don't know how to regulate emotions, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and I've also, like, you know, urged, because what's upsetting to me, people got all this dangerous ideology and no consideration, but then, like, you know, something makes you feel uncomfortable or somebody's acting kind of strange around, like, you know, people. And it's like, okay, yeah. So, like, you know, it's really good that we start to take care of each other,
mm-hmm.
or just be more considerate, really, towards
yes,
each other.
Yes, yes, yes.
And also, I implore children, especially black children, when they go into places, because it's getting really insensitive and inconsiderate for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into places, record. There's nothing wrong with going into a place laughing loud, you know, but when coming in, like, you know, cussing and threatening and, you know, insulting people, that can be, you know, kind of wary on people's, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
acceptance or welcoming your presence in the situation. But when you go into a place, record the staff, how you're received,
mm-hmm.
how you're treated, before you even pay money, before you even, like, really walk into the establishment. Let the world see why you're upset, why you're on edge. Since, you know, it's getting kind of insensitive, maybe we need to offer some more perspective to people, mm-hmm. you know, other than, like, you know, just troublemakers in the city. Like, well, they get treated badly from people who are in a better situation and then get upset when they have to survive. Just keep that in mind, though.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Israel. But, yeah, let's see. Aaron is him. Said the Epstein spirit is real. Mm-hmm. Also, Aaron is him said, it's a lot of boys who find themselves around monsters. We have to be mindful of our girls and boys. And that's why throughout this whole conversation, I've always included both. I've always included both because, unfortunately, a lot of times, you know, we hear about the girls, but it's like we don't pay enough attention. So I'm always intentional when I talk about these subjects, even when I'm talking about DV, domestic violence, and the abuse. You know, we commonly hear so often about the women that are going through domestic violence and domestic abuse, but we don't hear and talk enough about the fact that there are men who are also going through DV and abuse. And it's important that we don't alienate anybody because it's a horrible thing. You know, it's something, and it has to be, you know, we have to let people know that there are safe spaces where we can talk about this, you know, where you can share your truth, where you can talk about things that may have happened to you. And yes, just you having enough courage to talk about it can help so many people in ways that you don't even understand, that they may take that first step at speaking out, going to try to get help, receiving the help. Well, that's it for Truth in the Morning. I thank you all for bearing with me, solo dolo. You'll have me solo for the remainder of the week. My girl, Bailey Coleman, will return on Monday. This afternoon, from noon to 4 p.m., you can join me for Rooted and Natural Expo, happening from noon to 4 at A La Mode at 1942 North Dr. MLK Jr. Drive. It is a free situation. It'll be an indoor and outdoor community experience of open learning, confidence, and healing through natural hair. I will be providing the music for that. I'll be the musical soundtrack. Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM from 9 a.m. to noon, followed by the lunch break. I don't know if Ray Nitti calmed down from yesterday, but I understand why he was upset and frustrated. From noon to 2 with Ray Nitti and Baby Shannon, and of course, followed by The Grapevine with Manon Sabir, who's anti-vax, from what I was told from Xavier. Done a whole show on it. He's on his new hours, 2 to 4 p.m., followed up by Jazz Tyler. Tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., all Central Standard Time. Jazz, I got your microphone cover. You left it again. I put it in your box. It's in the studio. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. I'm up out of here for now, but I'll be black tomorrow.